We go to Halifax, Nova Scotia, 10 minutes after the hour. Hello.
Morning, Larry.
Morning.
How you doing?
Fine.
Say, listen, once again, I must compliment you on a wonderful job you're doing.
Thank you.
Award that could be given to you, it would have to be the biggest jerk award.
Why?
You are the biggest jerk there is, Larry.
Why?
You're a dopey guy.
Why are you listening?
You're a crumb.
Why are you calling?
I turned the dial, there's a million stations carrying your lousy program.
Well, why don't you just find a music station?
I can't find music. All there is Larry King, all over the dial, up and down the dial.
Why don't you leave the country?
You're too old. Why don't you go away?
How old are you? Oh, they shot him again. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Some listeners, you take that risk when you call in. We do have an expert marksman. He's trained in telephone shots. And sometimes if you get a little too crude and rude to the host, a little rowdy, that's a good term, we're able to gun you down. And, for example, that man was not in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We spotted him on a street in downtown Baltimore. And we do, however, pay all funeral costs, and we notify next of kin. But don't worry. Please don't worry. Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello.
Oh, hello, Larry?
Yeah.
Hi, Larry. How you doing? First thing I want to mention was, originally I come from Brooklyn, you know. I heard you come from there also.
Right.
I heard a show you did a couple of days ago, and you had your pals come up from there, you know. I talked about old times and...
What's that little beep-beep?
Well, you know, Larry...
What's that beep-beep?
What?
That beep-beep.
I don't know what you mean, Larry.
Neither do I, sir. You make a good point. It's 12 minutes after the hour on the Larry King Show, and we go to New York City. Hello.
Good morning, Larry.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to talk about the New York Yankees being from New York City. I'm kind of concerned about them getting into the playoffs. I mean, the Yankees beat the Royals 3 times. You have to figure the law of averages. I was wondering if you think that the Royals...
Well, the law of averages is fine during a year that all things balance out. But why? Because the Yankees have beat the Royals 3 times. They haven't played each other in a playoff in 2 years. Why does that mean that they should lose to them now?
Are you sick? Is there something wrong with you?
You are a jerk.
Why, sir?
Larry, look in the mirror tomorrow and look at a...
Sir, hold on, sir.
Jerk.
Will you look a little to your left?
No.
Yeah, look up a little.
Guys.
Okay, Jim, go.
Rearrange...
If when you call in, if you look a certain way, we can get you with our mortar fire. And then we don't have any funeral costs because there's nothing left to deal with.
Sure.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for calling. I don't understand that at all. This is the Larry King Show. We go to Baltimore, Maryland. Hello.
Good morning, Larry.
Morning.
Hey, I was wondering if you heard about Muhammad Ali at the hospital.
Yes, it was a big story here because he's here in a hospital at UCLA.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have any idea what might be wrong?
Well, he's checking up. He took thyroid pills, and now he is of the feeling that that's what made him so weak, and he wants to have a complete check because he doesn't feel right.
Oh, I see. By the way, how does it feel to be an ex-alcoholic?
Huh? An ex-alcoholic? Who are you talking about?
You. You drunk? Hey,
drunk.
You good bets lately? Hi, Larry.
Sir.
What do you want, jerk?
Sir, look right in the phone. Are you looking in the phone, sir?
Creative, pal. It's really creative. You're drunk.
I never drank in my life. Why do you keep listening to the show?
Why don't you take another drink? Maybe you feel better.
Hold on.
No, man, take another drink, Larry. This one...
Hold on. I'm having a drink. Will you hold on? I'm toasting you.
Drink. Drink it up, Larry.
Here's to you, sir.
How long does it take you to dry out, huh?
Takes me...
Huh?
What day is today? What day is today?
God, you're so smart.
It's hard to come. I hate to come at you with these quickies. What day is today? What?
You're a dopey guy.
Well, the only thing I can say to you, sir, is I sure wish birth control was strong when your parents were going together. That man is one of my great listeners. He in fact, you know what? People like that are absorbed in the program. He probably never misses a minute of it. And talks about it, and we need people like that because society has no way of balancing the sane.